This is a Bikias recording for Tainus Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. We're in the middle of discussing someone's behavior during a Tainus or during a years of famine. So Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. It's the third line from the top. Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav, Kol Amar Iv Atzmo B'Shnei Ravon Nitzami Misa Mishuna. Someone who starves himself during a famine, meaning even if he has food, he chooses to eat in a very measured way, as if he too was in a situation of famine, he will be saved from a Misa Mishuna, meaning he will not be killed of unnatural causes. Rashi points out it's including starvation, so he's being saved from starvation or being murdered or something like that. Shenemar, Bera'av Podcha Mimavis. Right, so he says with famine or in famine, you will be redeemed from death, meaning Hashem will save you from death. Me'rav Miboyle. Rather, it should have said Hashem will save you from death of a famine. Ela hachikama, rather, this is what it means in the pasuk in Iyo, b'schar shemarev atzmo b'shnei ravon nitzal mimisa mishuna. From the fact, as a reward for the fact that you starved yourself during the times of famine, so you will be saved from a misa mishuna. Amarei shalakish, shalakish says, also ol mishamish mitasal b'shnei ravon. It is also for a person to have relations with his wife during a famine. Shenemar, ul Yosef yalad shnei banim b'terev tavo shnasara. This last week's parsha, that Yosef had two sons before the 7 years of famine began, meaning he bedafka had his sons before the famine began, because we don't want to increase the world population when there's not enough food to go around to begin with, and therefore one should not put himself in a position where he might have children during the years of famine. However, Tana, we learn in a brisa, chasuche banim. Right, and the Masorah Sashas points out over here, Lashon Chisur, if you don't have enough children, you don't have children, you haven't fulfilled the mitzvah of Puravu. That's how Rashi points out as well. So Misham Shemitosein B'Shnei Ravon, they are allowed to have relations during the years of famine because they have a mitzvah to do. They have to fulfill the idea of Puravu in order that they did the mitzvah, and then they shouldn't have any more children after that. Tana Rabbanan, we have the following brisa, B'Sman Sheyisrael Shurin B'Tzar, when the Jews are in pain, O Pirish Echad Mehen, and one of them separates himself from the tzibur, meaning he goes off on his own, as we know from the story of Elimelech and in the beginning of Megillas Rus. So he went away from Klal Yisrael, he took his family away from the rest of the Jewish people, even though he was a parnas on the tzibur. So here a person separates himself and runs away from the Jewish people. So the two malachim who often escort a person, right? Rashi points out we have ki malachim vitzavalachim shmorcha b'chol derechecha, that malachim escort you on all of your paths to guard you. So one escorts him on his right side and one escorts him on his left side. And that, what do they do here? The Gemara says manichim lo yidei marosha. They place their hands on his head. Va'omrim ploni zesh apirish min atzibur al yireh b'nechmas atzibur. This fellow who separated himself from the tzibur, he will not be around to see the comfort of the tzibur. And when things get better, he will not be a part of it. Tanyidach, we have another brisa. V'zman shatzibur shari b'tzar al yomer adam eilich levesi v'olchav eshte v'shalom aleicha nafshi. Sorry. Person should not go out on his own and say, I'll go home, I'll eat, I'll drink, and everything will be good for me. Meaning, just because you have, you should not separate yourself from the tzibur who doesn't have him. Osakin, if he does so, alav akasav omer, the pasuk says about such an individual, v'hine sason v'simcha harog bakar v'shchot son echol basar v'shdos yayin achol v'shaso kimachar namos. This person, it says, it's actually taken out of a different kind of context. It says here, this person's rejoicing and he's killing his cattle, he's shechting sheep, and he's eating meat and drinking wine. And in the Navi, it's saying this guy's attitude is achol v'shaso kimachar namos, eat and drink, for tomorrow we will die. That's the source of the phrase, eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow you shall die. Right? So here we're actually saying that this guy has this attitude. And then maksiv basrei, what pasuk follows this type of individual? V'nigle bazne Hashem tzvakos im yichupara ovon hazeh lochem ad tumusun. Right? So he says that it will be revealed in the ears of Hashem if this fellow will actually be forgiven until he dies, meaning Hashem's not going to forgive him until after he dies. Ad kan midas beinanim. This is up until now we're talking about an average person. Aval b'midas rasha'im ma'ksiv. What does it say about a rasha who does such a thing? Esayu ekcha yayin v'nispa shechar v'haya kaze yom machar gadol yeser ma'ud. right? So basically, this guy, he piles it on. He sees everyone else suffering. He's like, I better pack it all in now while I got the chance. And he really, you know, parties and stuffs himself while everybody else is starving. So Maxim Basrei, what does this guy say afterwards? Hatzadik avad ve'ein ish sam alev. Ki mipnei ha-ra'a nesaf hatzadik. Right? So he says, basically, the tzaddik is lost and nobody pays any attention because the tzaddik was taken because of the bad that was done. So Ella, what should a person do? Yitzayir Adam im hatzibur. Rather, he should be in pain together with the rest of the tzibur. Shekein matzina b'moshe rabbeinu shetzir asma min ha-matzir. And the original source for a person putting himself in pain together with the rest of the tzibur is from Moshe, Shenemar. Then we have in the end of Parshas Bishalach, where it talks about the war with Amalek, Videi Moshe Kvedim. The hands of Moshe were heavy. Vayikhu Evan Vyasimu Tachtav. And they took stones and they put them underneath his hands so he could hold them up for the entirety of the day. First they took a stone, Vayasimu Tachtav, and they put the stone underneath him, Vayeshev Aleh, and he sat on the stone. So we're asking, wait a second, he has to sit on a rock for an entire day. It's not Bekovedik. V'chi lo yelo Moshe kar achas o keses achas leishiv aleh. But he didn't have any cushions or mattresses to sit on top of. Ela kacham or Moshe. This is what Moshe said. Ho el v'Yisrael shruyin b'tzar. The Jews are in the middle and they're in pain. They're at war. Avani yimon b'tzar. I too will be together with them in pain. And therefore he's the source. We know that we're supposed to be mitzar ourselves together with tzibur. V'chol ha-mitzar atzmo. Yim ha-tzibur zoch v'ro b'nech mas ha-tzibur. And someone who actually puts himself in pain together with the tzibur, he will live to see the consolation of the tzibur. He'll be around when things get good. V'shem ha-yomer adam mi meyed bi. Unless the person will say, who will testify against me? Meaning, who's going to say whether or not I was eating and drinking in the comfort of my own home? He said, avni beso shel adam v'koros beso shel adam me'idim bo. The stones and the beams of your own house will testify against you. Shenemar. We have a pasuk in Chabakuk, ki eved even mikir tizak v'chafis me'etz ya'aneno, right? Which alludes to the fact that the walls and the roof will testify against you. They will answer for your actions. Debei Rabbi Shila Amar Shnei Malachi Asharis Malavin L'Ladam Hein Me'idin Alav. We already talked about these two malachim that escort you. They will testify against you. Shenemar Ki Malach Avitzav Alach. Right, as we quoted that pasuk earlier from Rashi, the malachim who are commanded to guard you as you go. Right, these are the same malachim, it seems, that we say hello to on Friday nights, which is interesting. What's the difference between the malachim who escort us home from shul Friday night versus the malachim who seem to escort us all the time? Okay, it's worth discussing, but not for now. Rabbi Chidka says, no, it's not any other things. It's not your house. It's not the malachim. Nishmaso shel adam hu meidol. Your own soul testifies about you. Shenemar, this is in the middle of a pasuk. Mishkeves chekecha shmor pischei picha. So from that which is inside of your body, that inside of your breast, this will guard the openings of your mouth, meaning so your neshama, which resides inside your guf, you know, metaphysically speaking, so it will testify about the things that you say and do and eat in this case. Maybe it's your actual limb. Shenemar atem edai ne'um Hashem. Kelamuna vein avel kelamuna kishem shenifram min arisham lo'olam haba afilo al avera kala sha'osin kenifram min atzadikim olam hazal avera kala sha'osin. Okay, I'm going too fast. Sorry, I'm a little out of it today. So going back, so he says, so we said, Atem Eidai Ne'um Hashem, you are my witnesses, talking about the Ivarma person, so says Hashem. That is from Yeshaya. And then we quote the Pasuk from Devarim. This is from the beginning of Hazinu, that Hashem is Kel Emunah Ve'ein Avel. Right, so he is a God of trust, and there is no iniquity, there's no sin when it comes to Hashem. Kelamunah. So what does it mean he is trustworthy? Kishem shenifran min harishayim lo'olam haba, just as he collects from the rishayim in the next world. Afila al avera kala sha'osin, even on a small avera that they do, meaning every avera that a person does, he's punished for. In case of rishayim, it's in the world to come. Kach nifran min hatzadikim lo'olam hazeh, avera kala sha'osin. So too, he punishes tzadikim in this world, even for a small avera that they're doing. Meaning, this is an important yesod in Schar V'Onish. We often we have the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that we sort of fall back on often, but in reality, it's not the way divine justice works. It's not that everybody gets on a scale, and then if you win, so then, you know, you win mitzvos beat averos by X amount, or averos beat mitzvos by X amount, so that's your category. That's part of it, but the ikur is to understand that every mitzvah that we do Hashem rewards us for it. Even if you're the biggest Rasha in the world, if you do mitzvahs, you get rewarded for it. And even if you're the biggest tzaddik in the world, if you do an avera, you get punished for it. So here, the Gemara is just saying that you get punished in this world if you're a tzaddik, and you get punished in the next world if you are a Rasha. But even on a small avera, we don't overlook anything. That's what we're learning from the Lashon of Kel Emunah. Right? Fine. So then what about Ve'ein Avel? Kishem Shemeshalman Tzchar L'tzadikim Olam Abba Afilu HaMitzvah Kala She'osin Kach Meshalman Tzchar L'Rishon Olam Hazeh Afilu HaMitzvah Kala She'osin. Right? That, so it says, what does it mean? There's no Avel, there's no iniquity, there's no sin by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He always pays for reward for a person's mitzvos. For a tzaddik, it's in the next world, even a tiny mitzvah. And for a Rasha, it's in this world, even for a tiny mitzvah. But everybody gets paid back exactly based on what they did. And then the end of the pasuk, tzaddik v'yashar, who Hashem is a tzaddik and a yashar. He's both righteous and straight. So there's a slight girsa change over here. Milamed shebishas abtiraso shel adam leves olama. When a person is nifter, and he goes to the world to come. Kol maisav, also a girsa change over, nifratin lifanav. Omrim lo, kach v'kach asisim, makam ploni b'yom ploni. Right, so this it says that all of his actions are sort of laid out in front of him, and it's the you get to watch the movie of your whole life. And Vahu Omer, and he says, yeah, it's true, Hain, it's true. This is exactly what I did. Va'omrim lo chasom, you got to sign on it. V'chosim, and he has to sign on it. Meaning, person has to basically verify every little thing that he did, and he gets rewarded and punished in kind. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk in Eov, biyad kol adam yachtom. That person, the hand of all men, will sign on it. Below Ode, not only that, Elishem Matztik Alav Esadin, that he has to accept and justify the judgment that's being placed on it. V'omer lehem Yafa Dantuni, right, you have judged me correctly, meaning he has to admit, if he did an Avera, it's not like this world where you could just make excuses for it. In the next world, you have to open up and say, yep, it's true, and you judge me correctly. L'kayim Mashen Emar, Laman titzdak bidvarecha, as it says in Tehillim, that you will, make the matzdik with your words the judgment that's upon you. Amar Shmuel kol yoshev b'tainis nikrachotis. So now we get into the big machlokus by the Nazir. So Shmuel says if you take on extra fasts when you don't have to, so you're considered a sinner, right? Savar ki haitana, he holds like the following tana. D'tanya, Reb Elazar HaKapper b'Rebbe Yomer. Reb Elazar HaKapper says matamud lomar v'chiper alav me'asher chotal hanefesh. So the Nazir needs to bring a Korban Chatas as a kapara for the fact that he sinned against a soul. What soul did this guy sin against? He pained himself by refraining from drinking wine. So that's the Tana, Reb Elazar HaKapper says. So this is a kavachomer. Now, a Nazir who only pained himself from drinking wine, he's still called a sinner. Hametzara atzma called davar v'davar. A guy who takes on extra fasts and pains himself from every single thing. Alachas kama v'kama. How much more so is he considered a sinner? Reb Elazar Omer, so this is now a little complicated. So that was Shmuel the Amora, and he was relying on the opinion of Reb Elazar HaKapper the Tana. Now we have Reb Elazar the Amora arguing against Shmuel. Says a person who fasts extra fast days, he is nikra kadosh. He is called holy. Shenemar kadosh yeh godal pera sa'ar rosho. Like by the Nazir, the hair on his head is considered holy. A person, a Nazir, what did he do? He just refrained from drinking one thing. He's called kadosh. How much more so is a person who fasts and pains himself from all food and drink? He is certainly called a kadosh. So that is the machlokas between Shmuel and Reb Elazar about a person taking an extra fast. Ule Shmuel, what about according to Shmuel? Ha'ikre kadosh, the Nazir is called kadosh. Nah, hu agido para koi. That is talking about his hair, meaning there are certain aspects of him that are kadosh, but that doesn't mean that that the whole endeavor is kadosh. Aye, Reb Elazar ha'nikra chote, but the Nazir is called a sinner. So how does he deal with that? Ha'hu desayev nashe. No, in the context that it's being discussed in the Torah, he's called a chote because he made himself tame. Now we have Gemara goes a little further. Mi Amar Reb Elazar Hachi, does Reb Elazar hold this way? Amar Reb Elazar Leolam Yamod Adam Atzmo. A person should always measure himself ki'ilu kadosh shari b'toch meyav. Rashi explains it means that a person should view his insides as holy, and he shouldn't harm his stomach, shouldn't hurt his stomach and his bowels by depriving them of food. He should consider himself to a temple that he has to treat himself the right way. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk in Hosea, "Bekir b'chakadosh v'lo avo be'ir." Right, we had that pasuk earlier on. Also, in your midst is holy, and I will not come into the city. Lo kasha hadam matzi letzauri nafshei, hadalo matzi letzauri nafshei. That a person is able to, he can handle it. Meaning, a person is able to fast and still serve Hashem properly. That's considered positive according to Rabbi Elazar. But a person who is not able to fast and he can't stand up to it, so he's not considered. He's considered hurting himself, and therefore, even Rabbi Elazar does not consider that a positive thing. All right, continue with the next element.